Our epistle letter today reminds us to use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
This passage reminds us that God owns everything. We have been given our time and talents and our treasures for God to use. That is what a steward is, someone who cares for someone else's treasures. As stewards of the time, talents, and treasures that God has given us, we have a responsibility to use these according to God's plan. Earlier in this chapter from Peter's first epistle, we are asked to manage our time according to God's plan and purpose. God's desire is that we manage our time according to God's priorities, which are our relationships. God first, others, spouse, children, family, friends, and ourselves second. It is God's desire that we organize our time according to these priorities, and when we adjust our time to our God's given priorities, we find much more satisfaction in life, because we are focusing on what really matters. As a recently retired person, I have never heard anyone, including myself, at the end of their life complain because they have not spent enough time working. Regrets are always regarding relationships. When we organize our time according to God's priorities, we live without regrets of spending our time unwisely. In this section of the chapter, we are asked to focus on another aspect of stewardship, our talent. By our talent, I refer to those natural abilities, the skills we learn, and the spiritual gifts that we are given. God has created each of us in a particular way, with certain natural abilities and skills. God made you uniquely you. There is no one exactly like you. Even if you are an identical twin, you're not exactly like your twin. Your personality will be different. Your abilities will be different because that was the way God intended to create you. If you are a parent, didn't you marvel at how each one of your children, who have the same mother and father, could be so totally different? Each one has different abilities. There were things one may have been good at, while another was good at something else. That is true with all of us. God has given us each differing abilities in order to complement one another. You are able to do things well that I cannot do, and I am able to do things well, except for putting the hymns in the right place, I'm able to do things well that you can't do. But when we bring them together, we are able to accomplish what God has called us to do. I believe that God has given each of us natural gifts and the abilities to learn skills. Not only were we born with natural abilities, but the Bible tells us we were given special abilities called spiritual gifts. These gifts are significant to us as Christians because we are the only ones who receive these supernatural gifts, because they are given to us by the Holy Spirit when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. When we believe that Jesus died for us and we follow him, the Bible tells us that we are filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, in turn, gives us these special gifts as he chooses. God creates every person with natural abilities. However, spiritual gifts are given only to those who have faith in Christ. Each one of us has been promised that we have at least one spiritual gift. Some may be given a lot of gifts, but some may be only given one gift. The point is not in how many gifts we are given, but how we are using those gifts. If we are given only one, we are to use that one gift. If we are given five, we are to use all five. The Bible tells us, to whom much is given, much is required. Paul gives us a list of some of these spiritual gifts. They include the gift of prophecy, pastoring, preaching, teaching, leading, different languages, wisdom, encouragement, giving generously, hospitality, mercy, intercession, and healing. This is not a complete list, but he gives us a peek at some of the giftings or graces that God has gave us when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Some of us look at ourselves and think, I certainly don't have any gifts, or I don't see any of these special abilities in my life. But we need to see ourselves the way God sees us. When God looks at us, he sees us for who we are, individuals who are beautifully and wonderfully created and gifted. God has created us with natural abilities and given us special gifts for a reason. He wants us to use those gifts to serve other people, both in church and outside the church. There are many ways to serve as there are people. There are lots of ways we can serve others as long as we are doing it in God's love. We do not serve selfishly, hoping to receive back. We serve selflessly, giving of our time and talent to help others. When one person isn't using what God has given them, everyone else suffers. This is what Paul illustrates in 1 Corinthians. Paul compares the church to a body with many parts. Just as a body has many parts, eyes, ears, feet, which function together in harmony so that the body works the way it should, so the church has many parts. You and I, each one of us, has a part to play by serving one another. When we don't play our parts, it affects everyone else around us. It is like having a body that doesn't function. We call that sickness. The body is sick even when one part isn't working right. The church is sick even when one person isn't using their God-given abilities and gifts in some form of service. Let's face it, we all have gifts to share. To summarize, what are the benefits of serving others? Firstly, it glorifies God. God is pleased when we serve others. In fact, the Bible tells us that serving one another is an act of worship to God. Secondly, it builds others up and demonstrates our love. By helping to serve one another, we lift them up, demonstrating to them that God really does care. We love them and God loves them. When we serve others in love, we almost always build them up. It encourages them. It helps the church to accomplish its mission. And finally, it satisfies our God-given need to give. You have heard it said that it is more blessed to give than to receive. The reason Jesus said this is because it is true. We feel good when we give, because that is the way God has created us. When we begin to give of ourselves through serving, we have a deep sense of fulfillment because we are fulfilling God's purpose for our lives. God, through Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, has freely given us gifts and abilities. We must use them to glorify God and to serve. This has been under God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.